I think people need to give this man a chance. Let him do his job. Let's see if he lives and dies by the sword. And I think he's going to do good.
After Brexit, after the 2016 election results, I've given up prognostication. Okay, because any political scientist that told you he saw all of these things coming is probably, you know, twisting
telling
the
lies.
Truth slightly.
Telling lies, come
because
on.
Because my crystal ball is well off on a couple of these things.
What it's going to do is going to put money back in middle-income people. Middle-income America will get money back in their pockets because they're paying for Obamacare.
Well, that's a very sweeping statement that I don't entirely agree with, and I don't think the facts would support.
Absolutely. I'm telling you right now. I've been there, done it, and witnessed it as it happened.
He has a history of not paying his subcontractors.
Oh, I mean, come on, Marie.
No, I'm sorry. You cannot dismiss factual evidence. Numerous court cases from subcontractors, including regular business people like yourself, Jimmy, who are roofers and tilers and plasterers, saying, he hasn't paid me, he's never paid me, he's refusing to pay me.
Okay, let's take another caller. Jerry, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Jerry. What's your point today, then?
A question for James Doherty. I want to ask him, has he ever met Donald Trump?
No, unfortunately I haven't. And when I would shake his hand.
Don't say unfortunately. Say fortunately.
Why is that? Why should he say that, Jerry, when that's not what he believes?
You don't have a clue what you're talking about. Now, what part of Glasgow are you from?
I grew up in Maryhill, my friend. And which part of America are you from?
No. I'm from Milton.
Exactly. You've never stepped. You probably never stepped in America. Probably never worked, never lived, never breathed, have you?
And I never will, never would.
So what's your point then, Jerry? You don't know what you know. You're saying that James is basically talking through a hole in his nose here. That's what you're saying. But at the end of the day, you've never been there.
He's an apologist for Donald Trump, and he's never even met him.
No, I'm American that believes in what he's bringing to the table and thinking that he's going to make America great again. And I think that people are seeing a bad or are reading bad information on the news. I mean,
you were right the first time. We're seeing it. You know, it's not just reading it, James. We are actually seeing it on the television. It's like a car crash sometimes, you know. But that seems to be what appeals to you, doesn't it?
No, it's not what appeals to me. It's what he's going to do. It's the change. You know, we're tired. People are tired of politicians. Brexit, look at Brexit, for example. People are sick of politicians. These people are there to benefit themselves. This guy's not here to benefit himself. This guy's already there. He's made his own money. He's here to make America great again. And that's what Americans want. They want change. This world needs change. It's time for change. I expect to see him get in the news media's face. I expect to see him see it how it is. And that's the problem. You can't see it how it is in America anymore. People get offended. They sue you. You can't sneeze and somebody wants to sue you in America anymore. It's ridiculous. I like his unpredictability. I think that gives him a strength. I think that gives him a purpose. And it creates fear. And I think America needs to have fear again. That's what they need to become a power. Right now, we're not a power. Right now, we're second.
America has the largest military in the world by far. It dwarfs everybody else. It's got a nuclear arsenal that can make the rubble bounce through several dozen times over. I'll tell you something. America, when people say make America great again, I've always think, well, two things. One, that's a bit of an insult to those people who have been working hard for America.
Well, look at Putin. Look at Putin. Putin's walking all over Europe. What did America do?
They
haven't done a thing.
They
stand and watching.
Putin is complaining right now because the Americans and the British have both sent troops to Poland. Now, why is he complaining? Because he thinks that Poland and areas like that should be his area of influence. Well, Obama's just said, actually, no. Poland is a member of NATO. We're sending troops there to reinforce the
Obama
NATO
has,
and if you don't like
Obama
it, that's
has
problem.
Destroyed America. He's taken it systematically apart.
Exactly.
From legislation.
Creating
from unemployment.
I'd like to point out the Republic.
You remember,
the Congress passes
the unemployment
legislation,
figures
and Congress
in America.
Is in control.
You know, they say it's 5%. Because people drop off.
Okay, right. Hang on a second. Hang on. It doesn't help anybody. We're listening to the radio when we're shouting over each other. Back on the phone lines, it's Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Right, I've been listening and actually my blood is actually boiling. That's why I had the phone. This man, I think, is going to cause havoc in his own country. in no time at all when he's in there. And as I said to the boy already there, I would have a lovely big straight jacket ready for that man because he's going to have America on its knees.
Do you believe in everything you read?
I read and listen and watch the news. Yes, I watch this guy on the television, and in no way, no way, I would not even have him in the Scottish Parliament. The guy supports them in your studio just now. Well, why haven't you packed your bags up and just gone home now if you support him that much? Because I think you know yourself there's going to be trouble with that man.
Thank you very much indeed, Mary. Mary,
everything is one way, so sorry.
That's all right. Okay, that's what the programme's about. It's about your opinions. Why haven't you packed your bags and gone back then?
Oh, I don't know. Thanks, Mary. No, you're right. You know, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be a lot of people stand up. There's going to be people in the streets, but it's already happening. That's the problem. America has already turned that corner. There is a big racial divide right now in America. There's a police state going on in America. There's problems with the police force. And Donald Trump's the man to get it right.